Hey everybody, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com, and you're listening to Passion for Horses. In this episode, I want to talk to you about introducing your horse to new things. You know, horses are claustrophobic and they're afraid of things that move and make noise. And we're always wanting to expose them to different things to get them used to those things so that they're not spooky, so that when we're riding and they jump out from underneath us, or we're walking on the ground and they don't run over the top of us. And so when you're introducing your horse to new things, and I'm going to talk about several things, is like fly masks. If your horse has never had a fly mask on, don't just put a fly mask on them. You could wind up with a lot of trouble there. So let me tell you what happened to someone that I know. Is they had a couple of horses, and one of them, they put a fly mask on, not knowing if this horse had ever had one on, but the horse was okay with it. This was a 3-year-old gelding. The horse was fine with it. They had an older mare, and they thought, well, we're going to put a fly mask on her too. So they put a fly mask on her, and actually they just got it over the ears and was going to, you know, adjust it there underneath the chin and close it up, and she went berserk. She started running into things, just going around bucking and carried on and throwing her head around. She had no clue what happened. Of course, it really worried them, afraid that she was really going to get hurt seriously, and thinking, how am I going to get this fly mask off? Because the really weird thing is, even though she was carrying on, it stayed on her. You would think the way she was throwing her head around and stuff that it would have flown off, but it didn't in this case. It stayed on her, and they were finally able to, she came along there and grab it as she came along them when they were standing on the fence. Same thing for blankets. You know, you've got to get your horse used to blankets, and it's all of these things that getting your horse used to, not just throwing it on them, you know, because like a blanket, you put it on them, they might stand there just fine. But when you hook up the straps and then you step back, then they're not used to that, they may go into a bucking rage and do the same thing because it scares them. So you've got to introduce this stuff slowly and get your horse used to it. And this is where clicker training really comes in handy, because the horse is showing you, I understand, I accept this. The other thing is like touching all over. You want to be able to touch your horse all over, because you never know if they get hurt, the areas that you're going to have to handle. Same thing with saddling. If they're not used to it, don't just throw a saddle on them and then just gird them up real tight. That could cause problems right there. And then, like a crupper for those of us who drive horses, you know, you just don't throw that on one that's never been used to having their tail worked with. Because again, I've seen it where people out riding and they have ropes. You know, somebody may be a roper and they're slinging a rope around or something, or you just have a lead rope and you happen to swing it just right and it gets up underneath another horse's tail. Oh man, it can cause a huge wreck. I've seen that happen before too. So you want to get your horse used to being handled under the tail. And I do a lot of messing around with the tail, lifting it up and down and putting my hand there and trying to get them used to that area being touched and have something there. The other thing to think about too is like water puddles, because again, I knew somebody, they were new to horses. They were, you know, ride their horse and they came up on a water puddle and they thought, oh, that my horse will just walk through it. Well, the horse didn't. The horse jumped it and they weren't really prepared for it. Thank goodness they stayed on. But you have things like that. Even a small ditch can be problems. So think about all those things, and you can find out more information on my website at passionatehorsemanship.com. Reach out to me. I'm here to help you. So over there on my website, I have other information that will help you out. And if you would like to get started with clicker training, reach out to me. I have an online course that you can get started with. We can also work one-on-one. It is a great way to work with your horse. It's a great communication tool. And your horse, through this process, will show you that they understand, because they will offer the behavior. I mean, they will put their head down. They'll put the fly mask on themselves. Now, of course, you know, they're not going to latch it. I mean, you know, if you have one that does that and puts the Velcro together, hey, send me a video of it. I want to see it. But you can get them to where they'll lower their head and go under that fly mask. It is the neatest thing. But I am here to help you. I'm happy to help you. Just reach out to me. Again, Kim Wendy, and you can find more information on my website at passionatehorsemanship.com. If you found this valuable, please share it with your friends. Thanks for listening.